I understand that there will be a new executive director very shortly.
October 1st.
October 1st.
Mm-hmm, coming on, yeah. Angela Mills will join us as our executive director. So we've spent some very dedicated time searching out for the right person, and we're very excited to have her join us.
Congratulations to Angela. Could you give us a little bit of history of this organization? First of all, what does the name stand for?
Yeah, LIFTUP, it's an acronym, if you would, for Life's Interfaith Team on Unemployment and Poverty. Back in the early 80s, when we had the Exxon boom happening in Western Garfield County, of course, initially, there were literally over 1,000 people that had come to the valley just like instantly and were living in tents. There was not enough food. There was not enough housing. And churches and others got together and said, we have to have some way to respond to this. When the bust happened, then LIFTUP had already been kind of loosely established, and they said, oh my gosh, thank goodness we had some way to respond now to all these people who are out of work suddenly one day. So that's kind of the beginning of how that happened, and it's because of our economy and because that, you know, that need didn't just go away and people didn't just move away necessarily, and it's just changed over time and has evolved with the economy. LIFTUP's been a very critical part of our valley all the way from Aspen all the way down to Parachute.
And so you mentioned to me before we started taping that the face of food insecurity is changing. What do you mean by that?
So we used to, you know, we talked about hunger, right, would be the word that we'd always use. And maybe we would say hunger, we would think that would be homeless people. And it's just really not how that is anymore. And it's really evolved differently. We talk about the word now of food insecurity or food security. And what we understand, and it's across America, but we definitely see it in our area, is that families, people who are working, are not making the kind of wage that helps them pay for, you know, puts a roof over their head, and then then you've got medical costs, a few other things that you have to take care of, and there you are. And what we know is that people put food at the bottom of that list. You know, what can I sacrifice? It's food. And along with that, nutrition, right? And the other piece that adds into that, as you can imagine, is seniors. So what we know about Colorado, and particularly about our area, is that really our highest growing population is seniors. And those many people are aging in place. In other words, they've lived here for their lives and they continue with the high cost of living that surrounds them. And now their wages go down. And there even are those who are moving into our valley or area and then find themselves retiring here and into their senior years. And that is a big part of that food insecurity that we see in America and that we see in our valley. So LIFTUP really responds to that senior need, to the working families. We definitely have, there are those who are homeless, and some of those homeless are living in cars, and there are some of those who are homeless, right? We know, but that is not really the biggest number of folks who are utilizing our food services.
For people who are interested in getting involved with LIFTUP, is there a website or any upcoming events where they might be able to touch base?
Yes, thanks for asking about that. LIFTUP.org, LIFTUP.org. A great website to give you the information that you need, tell you where pantries are, what kinds of services that we have. And we are just entering our what we call Donate to the Plate. And it is our big funding campaign of the year. Which is a campaign really to help us. What we're focusing on now, and as we understand hunger better and what the new face of it is that that it's not just a holiday thing. It's not just at holiday time that people might need some more food, but we are looking at people accessing a distribution of food 12 times a year, and we're really asking people to help us fill the shelves. And at this time, a Donate to the Plate, and at holiday time, seems to be that we all understand that and have a focus on that. So we're taking those donations and your interest at that time to really help us fill the shelves for the year. So this is a really important, critical time for us and for your donations.
So particularly non-perishable goods like cans of soup.
Yeah, particular things that we really use are shelf-stable protein. That would be peanut butter, tuna, canned, any kind of canned fish or canned chicken sorts of things that helps us for all year long. Box cereal, You know, ramen noodles, and some of those are where we get down to just some that we can really help people fill in with, but canned soup, as in the heartier kinds of soups. So green beans, you know, canned vegetables, canned fruit, things like that. The other thing that's new about Lift Up and what's happening in food security, if you would, is what we call grocery rescue, and trying to have more perishable food available for people. So it both helps not waste food, and it helps get more nutritious and fresh food out to people. So all of our pantries are doing that. Gleaning efforts. We've got gardens growing at a couple of our pantries. We have people bringing their things from gardens. So this is a great time. If you've got extra produce, bring it to a Lift Up pantry near you, and we'll get that distributed. So that's a new part of what is we see in the food world and is added to what we're doing or distributing. The other thing I would just mention is that also we distribute commodities. So there's ways that people can register through us, and we can direct people to other kinds of ways to access food that are, you know, federal and state programs. So please contact us about that. And we have two thrift stores where we do vouchers for clothing and household goods, and people can come to us for that. We also help people with other emergency needs, sometimes prescriptions, bus passes, those sorts of things. So basic humanitarian needs is what Lift Up is there to respond to.
This being our fall membership drive, is there anything that you could say about KD&K and what this organization might do to help some of the same people?
We really appreciate KD&K and helping us get the word out, of course. I mean, this is what's so critical, right? We need people who will be givers to help, and we need other people understanding that, oh my gosh, there is some help here, that there's a place that I can go to. So we really appreciate that from KD&K. And the fact that KD&K is always very community-oriented and minded and trying to find ways that you can really underscore and help support all those great efforts that we do in community. We've got amazing communities throughout this whole valley. We all want to help each other, and you are the bridge oftentimes to make that happen. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Debbie Wild, Acting Executive Director for Lift Up. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
We're hitting the fall months, and that's really where we need help. If you even did a $30 donation, that would support someone's Christmas basket for the holidays. We'd love your food drives. You know, contact us at liftup.org and let us know if you would like to do a food drive with your organization, your business, whatever that might be. We've got all the parts and pieces to help you with that, and that would be another way that we put food on the shelves for people all year long.